It's Tuesday, you know what that means.
What the fuck is up? Mr. Wrestling Theater 420, episode 77, season 3, episode 30, Smoke 'em if you got 'em.
Quick happy birthday to Dave and Earl Hebner, Alex Wright, Dash Wilder, Alistair Overeem.
Cash Wheeler.
Whatever.
He's Cash Wheeler now.
FTR number 2. Sugar Ray Leonard, Cedric Alexander, Dan Hardy, and Bob Saget.
Bob Saget. Won a celebrity this week.
Yes. Well, he's a deserving celebrity.
Strain of the day, Julio. Honolulu. I'm done already. Honolulu Strangler.
Which is like a random ass name.
All right, I'll start anywhere. In the last couple of weeks, because, I mean, last week was a weird episode. We weren't together anyway.
Yeah. So, it still went pretty okay for not being together, though.
Yeah.
Better fine than I thought it was going to.
So, anywhere you want to go?
I guess Dynamite.
All right. Dynamite from when?
From this past week. Dan Housen fucking had his fucking debut match and got, like, whooped, like, right away.
His ass whooped, right? Yeah.
And then Hook came down and saved him. Which is such the weirdest fucking storyline to me right now. Like,
what are you doing to Hook?
I know, like, you can't put him... You kind of want us to take him seriously, you know, because he's Taz's kid and all that, and whooping people and tossing people, and fine. But you can't put him with the goofy guy right away. It was already, like, it was kind of funny for a second when he was trying to curse him and all that. Like, you know, a month or so ago now.
Trying to give him chips or something that one time.
Yeah. Like, that shit was fine. Like, little stupid little backstage shit. But, like, actually having him, what, potentially tag team with him at some point is going to happen.
I think it is a tag team. At Double or Nothing.
Yeah.
It's Hookhausen.
Yeah.
Versus
Hookhausen.
That's what they're called. I like one of their name.
I know.
It's better than fucking Judgment. The Judgment Day.
The Judgment Day.
Judgment Day.
I still think that that's just so weak on WWE's part because, like, that was an old pay-per-view, man. Like, we don't know this. Like, you couldn't come up with anything else a little bit more original.
No, I hate that name.
Like, it's just weak.
Speaking of them, you know how Red was supposed to be in that group before he got fired?
Who?
Harlan. Or new Brock Lesnar.
Oh, okay.
He was going to join that group.
Right, no. Fine with him being fired.
Yep.
Because I like it as it is. I still think the only thing they're missing
T-Bar.
Is T-Bar. Because then you have a tag team, a male, like a single male, and a female. So you could essentially put a lot of gold on them if you wanted to shift it away from the bloodline.
And since Roman's going part-time, that's going to happen at some point.
Yep.
Or he's just going to be Brock Lesnar.
Part-time. He's...
Got a great new deal. No house shows, less dates, more money.
I mean, that's just because he's their guy now. They have no other guys.
Yeah, he is the guy.
You know, and like, you're not going to make Cody the guy either.
I don't know. They're giving him a lot. Because, like,
they have to give him a lot. Right
on Raw, there was a countdown to, like, oh, Cody's going to come on in 54 minutes.
Yep. So, it's because you got to give him a lot. But what else happened on Dynamite that I want?
Oh yeah, I was gonna tell you also that it's gonna be Hookhausen versus Sterling and fucking what the fuck's his name? Not Gulak, the other one. The one Nice,
yeah. Tony Nice. But yeah, that's definitely happening. It's gonna be stupid.
It's gonna be the buy-in of the fucking.
It better be the buy-in. Because we're definitely heading towards what, CM Punk versus Hangman.
Yeah, I'm not really
for the
into
world
it.
Title.
I thought I'd be more into it.
Do you think Punk's gonna actually win?
Yes.
If that happens,
I do.
Like, I feel like they're gonna put the title on him. I feel like he wins a lot.
I feel like it's going that way.
I just don't know
just
how I feel
it.
About
I'm not
it
into
for
it.
Some reason.
You think I would be? I'm just not there.
Yeah, just because CM Punk fan and all, but I don't know. I like that's the other thing. I was just like, I don't know, because. I love Punk, and at one point, yeah, I would have wanted him to be a champion, but after being away as long as he has, I'd rather not put the title on him.
I don't want the argument, oh, it's another
WWE. Another WWE guy. Because at least with it being on Hangman, that is a true bred, like, homegrown talent.
I mean, ROH, New Japan, but, like, still, like...
Which is what that whole side leans towards anyways, you know? They definitely, like, they got Joe, you know what I'm saying? They got a lot of fucking that New Japan
talent. Well, I mean, technically, Punk's ROH, too.
Yeah, well, that's, they have a lot of the ROH from back when we used to be very heavy into ROH.
Well, people actually watched it.
Yeah. And now, well, now they might, because technically Tony Khan has it and can bring all of them in for, like, some, like,
on,
old school ROH on night.
Dark tonight?
That's what he should do.
He should do that. On Dark tonight, Wheeler, Yuta Wheeler, what the fuck is that?
Yuta, Wheeler, you, see, fuck, now you fuck me up.
Fucking
Wheeler Yuta.
The fucking guy in Blackpool, even though he shouldn't be.
Wheeler Yuta. He shouldn't be.
His pure title up for grabs on Dark, not up for grabs, it's Josh Woods, who was a pure champion.
Oh, okay.
But that is on Dark tonight. That's what they're doing with that. So,
yeah, fun. They're definitely going to do that a lot, though. You know, now that he owns both of them.
That's fine. I'm cool with that.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there are a lot of decent guys on current ROH. You know what I'm saying?
No one's on current ROH.
Well, you know what I mean.
Whoever he resigned, but, like, nobody technically works there.
Yeah.
Just the guys that he retained, right?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I don't know who that really even is.
Like, you know, they should just turn Dark into, like, ROH.
They should do that.
Because then you could just have all the titles on there, and you'd actually probably get more exposure from the young guns.
You could have some of your fucking nobodies go down there and wrestle them. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, some of the people that we like on the Dynamite roster, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Could go over there and be a champion for a minute. Give them a little bit more exposure. It might get people to watch it more. You know?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I heard that they're in, like, an actual TV thing coming, though.
Far away. Well, if Tony Khan bought all that, he has the ability to do all that.
Yeah.
So.
That's what I heard anyway. All right. Moving on from Hookhausen.
Yep. And then we got the whole Wardlow and MJF thing building for Double Nothing
too. I like that match, but MJF is doing the same fucking...
It's the same bullshit he did kind of with Jericho or whatever.
And Cody. Like.
And, yeah, it's very... It always plays out very similarly.
Yeah.
They gotta start changing that soon. You know?
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, it is kind of annoying to do it every time, but like...
Well, it gets stale sometimes to repeat a lot, but I mean, it is wrestling and that does happen.
Do I really think he's not gonna beat fucking Stu, what's his fucking nuts? Ty Dillinger?
Yeah. Fucking Sean Spears in a steel cage match or whatever.
I mean, MJF's referee or something though, right?
I think so. There's something weird to it like that. But I still think Spears is going to lose. Spears takes the L's all the time.
He does. He's going to get the ass
whooped. He's still Ty Dillinger. He's just... And his song goes way too hard for him. Because he's a jobber. He should not have a song that hits that hard. At all.
Cody Rhodes played on my fucking radio last night. Or not last night. A couple nights ago at work.
Yeah, we heard it. I was literally, like, getting on the highway, leaving the fucking, from Backlash, and it came on. And I was like, really? I said, this is why I fucking, I'm like, this is our fucking, my phone's listening to me. It knows I was there and heard it, and now it's playing it because it's spying on me. Like, fucking Cody.
Oh.
Because I didn't want Cody to win that one. I wanted it to be a little bit more 50-50 booking, but...
It's happening again.
I'm not surprised. I mean, this is going to go on until, like, what, Money in the Bank? Which is not that far away.
No, it's July.
Yeah, it's not that far away. They got Hell in the Cell in between.
Yeah, so it's a Hell in a Cell match, those two, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So that will end that feud, and then basically you're a month away from Money in the Bank at that point. Maybe even only 3 weeks, depending on how the pay-per-view dates line up. So Cody's going to win Money in the Bank because he'll be done with Seth at Hell in a Cell. Or should be. One would think.
You would think that anyway.
But yeah, Willow's also got to take like 10 lashes.
I think that is Wednesday.
Yeah, that's this Wednesday.
And then the following Wednesday is a cage match or whatever.
I'm pretty sure that... Because you had the fucking Baldy from FTR.
Dax.
Yeah, Hardwood. Fucking...
Harwood.
Harwood. I don't know why I say Hardwood all the time. I know it's Harwood, but... Hardwood. My stupid brain puts the D in there. Fucking Dax against...
So I call him Dax.
Yeah, Dax versus... Dax versus Adam Cole was pretty good.
FTR actually. Number one, technically.
Yes, FTR number one. I don't know why he's the number one. He does a lot more of the talking. That's probably why I pick him for number one.
He also won their match, so he gets to be number one.
Yeah. That was a pretty good match. I'm pretty sure Adam Cole's going to win this thing, though. I mean, because now we're going to get him versus Hardy, because that was the other match when Hardy and...
Darby
decided to try to kill each other competition because...
Falling off things from heights. During the Owen Hart special.
Yeah. It's a little poor taste, maybe, for it to be that.
What did you expect?
I know. Well, because Darby likes to jump off of shit because he's probably, like, a major Jeff Hardy fan anyway.
Right.
So it's probably, like, his dream.
I mean, what the fuck did you expect him to do?
Yeah. But it was just, like, the steel step one and that moment and just a lot of the moments in that. I was like, what the you guys are going to kill each other. Jeff's definitely going to die first because he's older.
You don't think Samoa Joe's going to win?
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting. But Samoa Joe's going... Oh, you know, I think the Joker's going to be Cesaro.
Cesaro is high on that list.
Because that's this Wednesday, right? It was Joe versus the Joker.
What would you think if the Jokers were Candice and Johnny?
That wouldn't surprise me at all. Because what?
Both their contracts are up.
Both their contracts are up. She had the baby like way back in the beginning of the year, so it's been a few months. Becky didn't take long to come back because they needed that big pop at SummerSlam. But
I think it's gonna be Johnny and Candice. I would like it to be Ember Moon.
Ember Moon wouldn't be bad because we actually haven't really seen her anywhere, right?
Indies. We haven't seen her.
That doesn't fully count though. She hasn't been anywhere contract-wise.
Not that I know of. I mean, anything's possible. Nothing that I know of. So, I mean, that's what I'm thinking
about. I'd be okay with Cesaro. I'd be okay with either Cesaro and Ember Moon or the Garganos. I'm just going to call them the Garganos because they're married.
Okay, the Larrys it is. Yeah. It's that's what I'm going with. It very well could be New Japan from the men's side.
It could be, yeah. There is a lot of possibilities because of things like that.
Could be that Takeshita guy.
Takeshita?
Takeshita. He's facing Heyman.
Yeah, he is. This week. On Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah. Back to last week, I guess. We done Dynamite? I think we kind of talked through that.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else big I wanted to hit. Because I didn't care about the Serena Deeb thing or stupid shit like that.
I've dealt with her, too.
I can't think of anything else. Well, there's Jamie Hayter and Toni Storm. Storm won that one.
Don't care.
Eh.
I didn't care one way or another.
I don't know. Yeah, there's nothing else that really is worth talking about that I can think. I guess move on. I watched SmackDown.
Let's do SmackDown, then. Fuck it.
You're definitely getting that fucking unification title match, finally.
Yeah, it's actually Friday, supposedly.
Yeah.
Let's say someone decides to walk out. We'll talk about that later.
I don't think anybody's walking out in that group. I also think the Usos may win that one. Because RK-Bro's eventually got to break up at some point.
They got to break up. So they got to match at SummerSlam?
That would make sense. Because that would give them about 3 months to break up.
So you got
to
like do some fucked up shit when they lose their titles now.
Yep. And then...
That might be fucking... kind of far away. What is something August?
Yeah. Well, we are almost in June. We're in second half of May now.
So I gotta watch them fucking fight for 2 months?
Well, it won't happen right away. It's gonna take about a month before they fully break up. They're gonna have to lose the titles, then someone's gonna get frustrated with the other one, probably Orton against Riddle.
It'd be better if Riddle got pissed with Orton.
I think so too, because then you could also do it like Orton's getting old now and da 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 da, and then you can have Riddle fucking kill the legend killer. Orton will have to kill himself. I mean, I don't know.
RKO is banned. Neither one of them use the RKO. You can only win the fucking
Yeah, but then he has the punt though, which is pretty devastating.
No, you can only win it with the fucking what is it? Floating bro.
The floating bro, bro Derek.
Those are two different moves.
Yeah, I know. I said or the bro Derek. Floating bro. It's funny though, because I have liked them together, to be honest.
I like them together a lot.
I don't know why.
I think they're funny.
Yeah. And Orton's even funny sometimes, which is weird because it's not very typical of an Orton.
Orton's having fun. He likes doing that shit.
Yeah. But that's fine. Just let him have fun. I also think that's why Brock worked out so well, because he was like himself and trying to be funny and shit.
Yeah.
And it's a nice change of pace. It works a little bit better, I think, sometimes than trying to keep up that stupid super seriousness. Like, a few jokes every now and then is kind of okay.
Rock told jokes all the fucking time.
Yeah, and it was funny. And I laughed like an idiot. And I'm like, I don't know why I'm laughing. I used to hate Brock so much, but now I like Brock randomly.
I think it's just because it was different, like you said.
It changed it. It wasn't the same old Brock, I suplex you 900 times and let Heyman talk the whole time. It was different. So, and then, trying to think what else happened. Well, it was a tag team title match between the women.
Yeah.
And they won with the most devastating move in all of sports history. Or sports entertainment, rather. Fucking roll up. But then, you know, we'll talk about that more later, I guess.
Fuck it, you already started mentioning it.
I did start mentioning it, so
I'll just go with it.
Those two women in particular
decided to walk out of Raw last night.
Yes.
What the fuck is it?
Yeah, I'm scrolling down. You got it?
Yes.
Alright. So it says, when Sasha Banks and Naomi arrived at the arena this afternoon, holy shit, they were informed of their wow. participation in the main event of tonight's Monday Night Raw. During the broadcast, they walked into WWE Head of Talent Relations John Laurinaitis' office.
It's the personality himself.
Yep. With their suitcases in hand, placed their tag team championship belts on his desk, and walked out. They claimed they weren't respected enough as tag team champions. And even though they had 8 hours to rehearse and construct their match, they claimed they were uncomfortable in the ring with two of their opponents. Even though they'd had matches with those individuals in the past with no consequence. Monday Night Raw is a scripted live TV show whose characters are expected to perform the requirements of their contract. We regret we were unable to deliver as advertised tonight's main event.
Okay, thoughts?
It is weird to just, like, put a statement out like that. Because a lot of times, they would just give you another main event and not really say anything. So I take that as it will, but it is, I'm not surprised that either of those women would say that either, though. Because they've been very unhappy with how their treatment has gone.
True.
At many points, been very vocal about it. So it is something that I definitely could believe is real.
Also,
but why would you do that? You are technically champions right now. I don't.
Corey Graves said something about them being unprofessional, like on air. So to me, that means that it's a work.
I think so.
And WWE put out the statement.
And that's why I said take it. They also got to
beat the dirt. They also got to beat the dirt sheets if it was real.
Yeah.
Put their 2 cents out there.
But like,
I don't know if it's real or not. But either way.
It's just weird to make a statement like that, because things like that have happened in the past where they've just cut out things backstage have happened like that, but they usually don't just up and announce that it happened right away.
No.
It's not something you make a statement that night about. You just randomly show another main event and don't even talk about it, like, more than you would make a statement about it. So that's why I said take it as you will, but I feel like it could be a work because of that reason in particular. Like I said, it sounds believable with the two women who did it, but it could very well be a work. But a work to what?
Who knows?
You know, unless they're bringing in some new female tag team or something.
Then what, have them come back? But this is our title, and we should fucking have it. We never lost it to bullshit again.
Yeah, I don't know. Fucking, I don't know. Because that's my only other thing. Like, what would be the work here?
I don't know.
Like, they're saying they're not being respected as champions. Like, they're not getting good enough.
I don't know what the work could be. I'm just
challenges,
saying.
Challenges, like.
I put nothing past Vince McMahon and his fucking stupid fucking greedy ass. It very well could be a work.
Yeah. I mean, they've done crazy shit like that in the past to try to, you know, get people to watch.
I mean, anything is fucking possible. However, it very well could be very real. And in that case, well, Sasha's kind of a bitch.
Yeah. I said that. I was basically saying that. Like, they've... Both her and Naomi have been very vocal about their, you know, unhappiness within the company. On social platforms and things of that matter. Even within the company, they're known as complainers. You know what I'm saying?
The main event was a six-pack challenge for the number one contenders for Belair's title, I think.
Yeah.
And Naomi supposedly was supposed to win that. So the fact that, you know, she decided to fucking walk out.
Well, maybe that's why they decided to walk out, because that meant that if she was going to win it, but she wasn't going to beat Bianca anyway.
Right. I mean,
so I don't understand, and maybe that's why she was pissed, honestly. Because, I mean, Sasha is pissy about that a lot, because she wins the title a lot, but she never holds it for fucking long.
Right.
It's like 30-something days, her fucking record, maybe a little longer than that.
I don't know, last
now.
Time she had tag team titles, and then lost it, then she whined about it, was gone for like 2 months.
Yeah, and then came back, and get something like that again, and so I don't know.
Whatever.
I will say this, though. If those two do leave and go somewhere, you know which one is still going to be the biggest star of the two.
Well, obviously.
I don't know why Naomi would go anywhere, because I don't think she's going to get treated any different if she goes to any other major promotion right now.
No.
You know? So, and Sasha could easily fit into that AEW roster.
She could, and she brings Snoop Dogg with her.
Yep. Which, you know, he already does other stuff on TNT.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, he'll bring Snoop Dogg.
So you already have that. Like, it's very easy to cross worlds.
He's
like
already
that.
Been there once.
Cody crossed over into one of those shows at one point. You know, before he got his own stupid fucking
Snoop's already done one
show,
one appearance for AEW. So
yeah,
and if Sasha goes there, he'll be there all the fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, other fucking hideous wrestling news. Want to hear some bullshit?
What?
Ric Flair is going to be in the wrestling ring one more time.
I hope he dies at this point. Like,
okay.
Why?
He is facing a guy that I don't want in the wrestling ring either. Ricky fucking Steamboat.
Why?
I don't know. I don't
this
like that.
Is going to be a real death match? Winner actually dies? I mean, loser actually dies?
Maybe? So in that case, I'm nominating both of them for Douchebag of the Day.
Just because
I've probably picked Flair in the past, I'm going to pick Ricky Steamboat.
Yeah.
As Douchebag of the Day.
Fine, I'll pick Ric Flair then. Who I've definitely picked in the past, but I really don't like Ric Flair at all, so... Even though I will still woo when I am at a live
Sasha
show.
Sasha and Naomi could also be nominated.
Yeah.
So,
that's true.
That's a...
If that is true,
it's
not a work.
The day
though.
On every other fucking podcast, and we're all just blame Sasha. So
yeah,
Sasha is the douchebag of the day.
Okay.
Until I hear more.
Ric Flair is still my douchebag. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah. I mean, I have two then. I have a 1 and a 1A then, because I'm also picking Ricky Steamboat.
Okay.
Just so I can put him on the fucking douchebag of the day list for
I'll
a while.
I'll pick Naomi then. You get Sasha and Steamboat, and I get Flair and Naomi.
That sounds good.
This is 50-50 that right away. You guys are all douchebags.
You guys all get to be the douchebag of the day.
Oh, God.
And then obviously you're regular douchebags. Like, McMahon and Laurinaitis are always on the douchebag of the day list. So they're always just they always just count.
Fucking Pritchett isn't any better either.
So, any of those motherfuckers, Russo, like Cornette, even like they're all part of the douchebag of the day thing.
Cornette's funny, but sometimes he says things he should not say.
Any of those old wrestlers who think they know what they're talking about, they're always douchebag of the day.
Yeah.
Or promoters, whatever. You know
what I mean? Well, because they always are like, well, they have this great sense of ego.
Yeah.
You know, which there's lots of those in the wrestling world, both behind scenes and fucking on screen.
Think of those asshole ego people. Eric Bischoff said he could start WCW tomorrow and have more followers.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. I forgot about that till you mentioned it, but I saw that. I was like, what? What? Fuck you. No, you wouldn't.
Wait, what talent?
Yeah. What talent are you going to buy up that isn't already somewhere else right now?
Like literally anywhere. I mean, like, there isn't that many free agents out there that I'd be like, okay, that's who I'm going to bet my money on.
And like...
You're going to get Braun Strowman? I mean, I was working with that CYN thing, which I've never fucking seen. But apparently it's garbage, so...
Yeah. I've heard a lot of bad things about that, so it's like, bro, you need to leave that.
I don't even know that it is. Like I said, I just...
Have no idea what's gonna happen with Bray Wyatt. I don't know, like, he's speaking.
Okay, maybe, but like.
Like.
He's one of those, a big name free agent that is out there.
Yeah, he's still out there. I don't know, I still don't think it would be as great as he thought it would be. Because one, like, WCW is dead and gone. I would not use that name again.
Well, you can't, because. Vince owns it.
Yeah, well, Shane owns it, technically.
Whatever. Somebody fucking owns it.
A McMahon owns it. That would be fucked up, though, huh? Bischoff and fucking Shane getting together to fucking bring WCW back? That's like some very long-term storytelling.
You should do that. Just have to throw an invasion angle. Do it right this time. Bring in Bray and some other people. Cesaro, if you can get him before he gets on the fucking Joker.
If he's not the Joker.
Yeah.
Which I
very well could be. I
that also fucking screams fucking. But that all, if it is Cesaro, that definitely screams even more old school ROH.
It does,
because it would be Cesaro versus Joe, and they'd probably be able to fight each other the way we want to see them fight each other.
True.
Just beat the crap out of each other.
And then Cesaro's gonna spit in fucking Samoa Joe, and Samoa Joe's gonna get hurt.
Yes, but that's very typical. So. I wouldn't mind seeing that. I wouldn't mind seeing Gargano either. Although, I don't know. Is Gargano going to beat Samoa Joe? They probably would have him beat Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe's old now. And
they would have him beat Samoa Joe. Has the Joker ever won anything? They use the Joker for anything.
They do use the Joker a lot.
They never win anything.
Not a very good track record, no. I'm sure one of them somewhere has won something. But see... Maybe they're doing that on purpose, so one time they're going to bring in a Joker and it's going to fucking fuck everything up. Well, better be somebody fucking
good, because, like, some of them have been... Leo Rush was one time in a Rumble thing.
Yeah.
Like, thanks.
Fucking Leo Rush.
Thanks for that thing.
He fucking quits and fucking...
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah.
Worse than fucking Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Because he quits.
Tom Brady.
He quits, comes out, he quits, fucking 3 months later, he's out of retirement, quits again 3 months later, then he's out of retirement. Like, what the fuck, dude? Just pick one. Fucking idiot. You weren't that great. You looked cool, but you weren't that great. Another one with a giant sense of ego for no reason.
Stop nominating people for the douchebag.
I just said giant sense of ego for no reason. I didn't say douchebag.
All right, anything else?
I think that's it. I don't really have anything else from this week. Do you?
No, I don't think so. I'm sure King has something.
Yep.
So let him fucking rant for a little while.
Yep.
And then we'll come back, and we'll do prediction fucking Tuesday.
The random UFC fight night. Right. Might actually finally move the very stagnant fucking...
70 to 69.
Yes.
Been there for a while. We've missed, like, every fucking...
Every, like, actual big pay-per-view we've missed, wrestling-wise, which is hilarious. So, but, yeah. King and then that.
King and then that. Anchor.fm.
Welcome once again to the Monday Night Rant on Mystery Wrestling Theater 420. I am the king of old school. And, well, it's actually not the Monday Night Rant. Let's be honest. I originally recorded yesterday, and through the course of the day, I came up with more ideas, so I wanted to redo it. So this is actually the Tuesday morning rant, but it just doesn't have the same ring to it. So, let's see here. We've got not a lot going on right now, I'm not going to lie, but the thoughts that I have is this. I'm going to talk about the WWE title picture in lieu of the Roman Reigns contract signing. In case you haven't heard or what have you, supposedly Roman Reigns signed, well, it's not supposed, I guess he actually did. He signed a contract saying an extension saying that going forward he is going to be a part-timer. He's going to be like, he signed a contract that pretty much treats him like Brock Lesnar, where he can come and go, disappear for, you know, a couple weeks, couple months. So I mean, good for him. I mean, with his health issues, I have no problem with that. So, I have no problem with that whatsoever. I mean, go home, be with your kids for a little bit. You know, they're only little ones. Trust me. You know, I'm a father myself, so I know how that all goes. But, yeah. So, you know, when I've heard about this over the weekend, I stopped and I thought about it. And I'm like, well, what are they going to do? They can't have a part-time champion with both belts on the same guy. So, it caused me to start my thinking. I actually went up and down the roster. I actually went on to multiple resources to look at the WWE roster. And Roman Reigns has pretty much gone through everybody that is main event status at some point or another while holding the Universal title. I mean, it's either going to be a case of someone has to come back up and look dominant, or you're going to end up with somebody, I don't even know. I mean, I really don't. I don't think they're going to elevate anybody to take the belt off of him. Let's put it that way. I mean, I went up, and if I miss anybody, it's not because I don't feel their main event status. It's because I don't think that they are going to be capable of taking out Roman, or I don't think that they, or in some cases, they're involved in a stupid storyline that's going to keep them going in that direction for a while. For instance, two of the names that are on my list here that haven't gone through, Roman hasn't gone through yet, AJ Styles, who's in the middle of his storyline with Judgment Day, the new Brood 3.0, I guess. And then you've got Cody Rhodes, who's in the middle of his bullshit with Seth Rollins. And quite frankly, I don't think that Cody Rhodes needs to jump right into that title picture anyway. Other wrestlers that are, you know, on that list are guys like The Miz, Lashley. I believe Big E has not gone against Orton. Sheamus, looking at other people that have been in that title picture. I mean, in the past, you have Shinsuke Nakamura. You have what the hell's his name? I'm blanking. But anyway, Doesn't matter. Oh, but Jinder Mahal was the other guy I couldn't think of. But it doesn't matter because I don't feel like that Shinsuke or Jinder will get back to that main event status anytime soon. But you also have Matt Riddle and Randy Orton, as well as the gentleman that's going to be challenging him at the next pay-per-view, and Drew McIntyre. Those are the top... those three are the ones that I think, if anybody's going to do it in the next few months, it's going to be one of those three guys. You're either going to see a drawn-out... because, well, let me put it to you this way. Once his contract kicks in that he's going to be a part-timer, they're going to want to get the belt off. That means they're going to want to get the belt off of him soon. Because they're not going to have a part-time champion with only one belt. Unless they're going to do like Hulk Hogan shit. I don't think they can. I mean, you can't have a monthly pay-per-view if your champion is going to be missing, MIA, for like 2 months if he's going to do a Brock Lesnar role. So, I mean, you don't have the secondary belt to be the main story. I mean, that's what they did before. Brock had the WWE belt, and it brought up the... and they... you know, they've put the focus on the Universal or vice versa, you know, between him and Goldberg. That way it built up the other title and built up the other champion. And that's how Roman got to be where he is. So that's my thought, is that this Roman's going to end up dropping the belt sooner than later. My actual guess is SummerSlam. And I've got a little scenario. Like I said, I think the three guys that are going to be involved in the title picture and the title hunt are going to be Drew McIntyre, Matt Riddle, and Randy Orton. All three of the guys that are involved in that triple threat tag match are going to be involved. The catch... I don't even know what the catch will be. So, this is my thought. You're going to... all three of the guys are going to be involved in this story. But I think that only two of them have a legitimate shot of actually taking the belt away from Roman. Let me get into my thoughts on it, my scenario. Option A is Roman and McIntyre are going to get involved in this stupid feud. It's going to last a long time. That's one option. It's going to keep being situations where there's no clean victory. It's going to just keep on being stupid for a while. If they're going to do it, they're going to switch up, and after maybe like two stupid pay-per-views, the third one will be the third one will probably end up throwing them together and having the title change and having Drew take it. I think that's the least probable. Even though I'd rather see Drew take the belt, I think it's the least probable. Unfortunately, I've watched WWE for far too long to know that if they're going to know that Drew McIntyre is going to, yes, he will be a good champion. Yes, the fans will like it. But the question then turns to who's next man up? You see, this is, if they're planning, you know, if they're doing the chess strategy, you know, next, you know, planning two moves ahead, then Drew McIntyre isn't their guy, unfortunately. Because I know that that's usually how they work. is, I'm going to say this, Randy Orton will probably be the best bet on that one. Here's my scenario with Orton. Orton's coming close to that record-breaking point. What's he at, 14 now or 15 now? Something stupid like that. They're going to throw the title at him a couple times to either tie the record with Cena or break it before he calls it a career. So that's first off. And what I think is, once the Usos and RK-Bro have their match to unify the titles, you're going to see the Usos come out on top of that, obviously. And as a result of whatever, you're going to see RK-Bro split. That one's gonna get pissed off at the other and attack him not after they lose the belt. I don't think it's going to be the reason why they lose the belts, but it's going to be in the rematch, or a rematch. That's when they're going to split. So it's going to be like 2-3 weeks later. Maybe a month later. And that's going to turn into a stupid feud. And after the feud, you're going to see, probably, as I said, Randy Orton challenge Roman Reigns, probably at SummerSlam, for the championship. And you'll see that RKO out of nowhere, and he'll walk away the champion. That's my thought. To go a step further, I'm actually going to say that Matt Riddle is going to turn on Randy Orton and turn into the heel in the situation, just because it's out of nowhere. So that's what I'm thinking. And not only is that going to happen, but he's going to bring up his two stoner buddies from NXT, and he's going to start his little faction and build that up. It's going to start as a heel, but I don't think it'll last that way. Just my thought. And it could, and I think that it could go interesting. But anyway, as I said, it's the chess match. It's going to bring up their next man up situation. They've already said, I've read a quote on multiple different websites saying that they're hoping to have, by WrestleMania next year, somebody wearing the big title for the first time. They did not say who. You can only assume it's Cody Rhodes. But they could swerve you. It could be Theory. It could be Breaker. It could be Priest. Hell, it could piss you off and be Corbin or Moss. I mean, just looking at guys that can take the step up. I mean, hell, you could even see the see an underdog story happen, and it could be Ricochet. You never know. So that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that, I mean, it could be Riddle too, for that matter. So what I'm thinking is Orton's going to take the belt, and next man up situation is going to take the belt off of Orton. Question just goes, is that how they're going to inaugurate Cody Rhodes? Have it be Rhodes versus Orton? And legacy turn on each other kind of a thing? Or will it be RK-Bro going against each other and Riddle's going to end up with the belt? In either case, I think by the end of the year, you'll see somebody with another title. And I'm thinking that by the time the Rumble rolls around, you'll probably see another youngster get that win the Rumble and get elevated to main event status. I just have that feeling. So that's my thought. I think, like I said, I think Orton's gonna do it, unfortunately, but it's just going to pave the way for Cody Rhodes to take it from Randy Orton. I think that the storyline would be better that way, and I think that's the way they're gonna end up doing it. So yeah, that's my thought. On that. I do have one thing that I wanted to bring up, though, is every so often you see wrestlers get elevated up and put into a random-ass main event. For instance, Triple H went against Brooklyn Brawler back in, I want to say, 99, 2000, somewhere along that line. And the Brooklyn Brawler won. And I remember, you know, everybody was hyping that, you know, oh, you know, look what he did. You know, one of the guys in the back were all going nuts for the Brawler. And I think that the Hurricane got lifted up into a similar situation, and there's been others in the past. You know, when the Undertaker had the belt, I mean, he gave shots to what, Maven and Jeff Hardy and shit like that. So my thing is, I'd like to see something like that step up again. Have one of those fucking stupid anarchy matches. One of those matches that make no fucking sense to anything, no fucking sense to any storylines, just have it lifted up. Just bring, it's going to challenge Reigns, not even for the title, just go up and challenge him and actually beat him out of nowhere. Somebody that has no fucking right to. My question is, if that was the situation, who do you think should be the one to step up and do it? Is it some random guy from NXT? Is it some guy on the low end of the totem pole in fucking on the rosters? I kind of got my thought, and I don't, I, if you know me, you know I don't like this, but with the push that they're giving him, if you're going to do something like that, it's going to be Moss, just because of the push they're giving him right now. He's never won anything on his own. If he was to in a non-title match, win or get a win over Reigns cleanly, even if fucking happy little asshole friend comes out and interferes, you know, if he gets that win, that would be, you know, that stupid anarchy thing, and it might give him a push, make his push a little bigger and eventually lead to other things. But as you all know, I'm not a fan of Madcap Moss. Now, if they were to repackage him afterwards and turn him back to Riddick and, you know, get rid of the Mork and Mindy look, maybe I might come around on him. I have to admit, in the ring, he's not that bad. It's just, and they can keep him goofy, but he just needs, I mean, get rid of the fucking Madcap. Give him a real fucking name and, you know, a real fucking look, and maybe. But I don't know. Other wrestlers I said to do that with, I said Otis. because he got real popular a couple of years ago. I said to do it with, hell, bring up somebody from NXT randomly. What about someone like Odyssey Jones? What about one of the, what about Ali? You know, just some random guy. Just have him, you know, go in there, make it look like it's going to be a squash match, and then just have him win it. That's what I want to see. So this is my question to the guys. Who do you think, who would you like to see do it? Something that looks like it, you know, it's a non-title, looks like it's just going to be a squash for enhancement, and they're actually going to end up upsetting the champion, Roman Reigns. Not for the belt. Probably going to be shenanigans involved. But who do you think would do it? Like in that Brooklyn Brawler style match. Before I go, a couple more thoughts. First off, douchebag of the week. I'm going with the guy that opened fire in the Buffalo fucking supermarket. Like, what the fuck were you thinking? What do you... Yeah, take that. Don't buy shit from the deli. Bad people. I mean, come on. Really? I mean, you're that douchebag of the week. You're going on douchebag of far longer than that, buddy. Another case of screaming at the wall. Ric Flair apparently has been fighting for a while to be able to get back into the ring. And he has been complaining vocally about the contract that he signed, waiting for it to end. He apparently signed a no compete contract. Not because his WWE contract expired, but because nobody wanted him in the ring because of his health and his age. Nobody wanted him to go and step into that ring with the possibility of him dying in the ring. So I've been reading that he was verbally complaining about that, very openly complaining about that for a while. And apparently he is now involved in a triple threat tag match, or not triple threat, a six-man tag match, excuse me, where he's going to be teaming up, I believe it said, with FTR, and going against the Rock and Roll Express and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. So, yeah, it's going to be a random-ass match. And it's supposedly going to be under the Crockett fucking banner. So that's interesting. Why, you know, the bringing back Crockett. So I don't know. That's kind of fucked up. Two more thoughts and then I'll call it a day. But I want to say good luck and get well to Hacksaw Jim Duggan, who again has just announced, I believe yesterday, that his cancer is back. Good luck to you, sir. Get well. No lie, no secret that, you know, Jim Duggan is on my list of favorites. Another one is, I know one of the guys, you know, Clayton's favorite, one of his favorites is Jake the Snake Roberts. I know he's fallen on some hard times that are not alcohol and drug related. So he's also, I was told, very sickly. So, you know, get well for him as well. Hopefully those two guys, you know, nothing bad happens to them. With that said, I'm running a little long, so I'm done talking to myself.
What's going on, y'all? It's your neighborhood bake shop here, MHSL Bake. And you are now rocking with the Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Those are my guys over there. Make sure y'all tap in anytime they drop. You know what I mean? Good peoples. Good topics. Great puns. Yeah, man. Check him out. Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 Podcast. Check him out because Bake said so. Money high, stress low. That's the motto. You listening to Save You in the Background featuring my artist I93 Carry On. Make sure y'all check out the new music.
Joke.
Yeah, she's a pissed off king.
Yep.
I don't really like Reddick either, but fuck. It's not pissed off king. Your question's weird. I don't really know an answer to that. So just for the fuck of it, I'm picking Solo.
The third Uso?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who the hell would do it?
D'Angelo?
I don't know. Yeah. Tony D'Angelo. There we go. Someone I despise horribly. But yeah, that would make the most sense in that scenario, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. And Roman's going to have it part-time.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I think.
They did it with Brock.
He doesn't have...
So many times he would show up like two Raws, then the pay-per-view, and that was it.
Yeah.
You know, it might be two SmackDowns and whatever now, because whatever, who cares?
The answer is Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, the answer is Cody Rhodes. After WrestleMania, the Raw after WrestleMania, Money in the Bank.
Okay, so moving on to Prediction Motherfucking Tuesday.
Yes.
Just we can hopefully move some numbers.
Well, UFC is usually the best way to do it, unless we pick the same people a lot.
All right, so we're doing main card only. This is fight night. It is from the UFC Apex in Vegas.
Yep.
The card has 11 fights. I think we're doing 6 of them, so we're doing more than half.
We're doing 5.
Oh, okay.
So roughly half.
So we're doing under half.
Yeah.
Cool. Good. All right, I go first.
Okay. Bottom up.
Eric Anders versus Junyun Park.
I'm going with Anders.
I want to, but every time I fucking pick him, he fucking gets his ass kicked. So I'm going to go Park.
Yeah, see, I used to pick Park this for the same, and the same things happen to me a lot, so there you go. Okay. All right, so there's Pollyanna Viana, which just rhymes too much, and Tabitha Ricci.
I'm going
with Pollyanna Viana, even though her name, like, is... hurts my brain to say.
I'm also picking Pollyanna, so.
Okay.
My turn.
Yeah, you were going to use their nicknames.
I'm going to call them Bang Bang versus Thunder, because I'm not saying either one of those two fucking names.
I could say Chidi. I don't know how to say his last name. I can't say Todorovic, but I can't say the first one, so.
It's Bang Bang versus Thunder. Someone's getting knocked the fuck out. This is the only fight I give a fuck about.
I'm actually going to go with Thunder, because Bang Bang has been choked out a couple times in his previous fights. And even though Thunder can swing, he also does have a few, like, submission victories.
All right, I'm going Bang Bang.
Okay. You going Bang Bang, I'm going Thunder.
All right.
Then it's Santiago Ponzinibbio versus Michelle Pereira.
Pereira,
actually. I don't know.
Sure. I'm picking...
Ponzinibbio.
Yeah, me too.
I think that one was kind of...
Argentine Dagger.
Yes. And then...
It's Holly Holm.
Yep.
Versus Caitlin Vera.
I'm going with Caitlin Vieira.
I'm picking Holly.
Yeah. I mean, Holly has had some good victories, but then again, she loses randomly a lot, too. So, and I'm not a huge fan of her. So.
I just was a fan of her. I'm picking her.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody should have wrote these down.
Yep.
We did not.
Nope. I mean, I can go do that real quick.
All right. Anything else?
No, I don't have anything else this week. It was just that, I think. And the answer is Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes.
that's who's taking the title off of him.
Joke.
Madcap will be the one if it's a jobber. Guaranteed. But it will be as Madcap, not like Riddick. It will be Madcap.
more committee suspenders and all.
Nano.
All right, I guess we're fucking done.
Yep. I don't know. I don't have anything else for this week.
All right, cool.
Unless you do.
I got nothing.
Yep. All right.
All right. Motherfucking deuces.
Peace.